Ultimate Hour of Steve's. Okay, so now, as promised, or threatened, I don't know, we have a very special guest in the studio. I'm really excited, first time here for Mr. Jeff Varga from good old Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. Except for, we got...
Yeah, I see that new, that's lovely.
Brand new microphone, but lovely, yeah. It's sort of loose here, but...
Yes.
Oh my!
This is okay. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right. All right. So Jeff's a singer songwriter, long time, long career. Although you can't tell by looking at you, you look almost as young.
We
as
We all
I
look
do.
Good in bar light, you know.
That's true. And on the radio,
look at it. I have a face made for it, right? Yeah.
I hear you. So anyway, Jeff ran into him the other night at had his new CD release party over at Stampers on the West Side, and we thought it'd be a great idea to come and.
Yeah.
Play some tunes.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
is cool. So, tell me a little bit about where are you coming from?
Well, just recently, actually, New York City. I just came back from New York City. Had a unfortunate. I consider my surrogate mom. When I moved to the city, this lovely family took me in and found me my first apartment on the Upper West Side, and I've stayed in touch with them for a few years, 30 some, and. Unfortunately, the beautiful Anna Berger, actress from stage, screen, and television, Cookie Cirillo, she played on The Sopranos, passed away suddenly. So last week I went there. And I lived in New York for 8-9 years, moved back to Cleveland. Now I've been back here just about 30-some years and still continuing to play out and do it and have fun and, you know, going to celebrate my 30th wedding anniversary in a month or so.
Congratulations on
thanks,
that.
Thanks.
I'm not even going to... You opened the door for me there.
Okay, go ahead.
No, being married to a musician, you know, you've heard it also.
Well, no, the truth is being married to her has afforded me to be a musician because she has a real job.
Oh, my goodness.
Or had a real job. I mean, she's retired, so every day is Saturday now.
So... You know. So you're living proof of the old joke about what do you call a musician who broke up with his girlfriend?
Yeah, homeless. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm trying to be nice to her all the time so I can have a place to stay.
A wise man. So you got a song in you? I we were talking off the air for a bit, and you said you had a song that might segue good from.
Yeah, this is it's. I'll do it, and then we'll talk about it. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
This is from the new CD as well.
And the new...
Let's do it. Okay. He sits in his one-room apartment, dreaming of his old home. Gazes at the big city, and I know why he feels all alone. He's a cowboy in the city, dreaming of his old home, with snow-capped trees, warm-colored skies, a girl he once had known. Now he walks on concrete instead of grass, dreaming of the Ohio hills, where he once ran as a young lad. And he wonders why he ain't there still. He's a cowboy in the city, dreaming of his old home, with snow-capped trees, warm-colored skies, a girl who once was his own. Now he takes the trains that go underground, ain't exactly the B&O. Take him to his destination that he wishes was Ohio. He's a cowboy in the city, dreaming of his old home, with snow-capped trees, warm-colored skies, a girl he once had known. Now the time has come for me to tell you, I am that lonesome one. But I'm just happy living, ooh, to see the morning's rising sun. I'm a cowboy.
home with cool blowing winds. My old friends and a girl who is all alone.
Hey.
There you go, yeah.
All right. I always, Jeff, I have to tell you, I always say, because it never escapes me, that the best part about this little gig I get is that I get a free concert for myself. Who cares? No, nobody's listening.
It's
just us. So.
Okay.
It's really great. Thanks. So that's off the new release?
Yeah, and that's a song I wrote while I lived back in New York. And it was kind of not... It was going to be an autobiographical song, but then I was like, but I kind of put in some stuff, you know, that like gave it a little more, whatever you want to call it. Because at that time I wasn't missing anyone back home, you know. Right. But
So do you find it hard to write a song that describes an emotional state that you're not in?
Yes. It, without a doubt, I have my problem is that I have to have some kind of emotional investment in the writing of the song. And that's a thing that I found that's sometimes very good and sometimes very bad.
Sure.
Because there's a song I wrote on this new album, too, and I wrote this years ago. It's called Silent Scream. And as a matter of fact, I'll backtrack real quick. It is I read a book called Traveler, which is a book from... the horse, Robert E. Lee's horse, his viewpoint of the Civil War.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song about, because I had found out about, you know, labs and testing and things that they do with, you know, beagles and their dogs, and they put them in the, you know, and they're just these terrible things that goes on with lab testing for animals. So I wrote this song from the dog's point of view inside a cage, and it's called Silent Scream, and it's like, there's not a night that I have, that I can get through that without, you know, a problem.
Are you telling me not to ask you to play?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that one.
Okay.
Today. Sorry.
All right.
You could play it if you have the CD. I mean, that because there's a beautiful violin part on it that a young lady, Samantha McNamara, who's played all over the CD, just she just was. And as a matter of fact, Rich even told me to go home. Rich Spina, who produced the album.
And we should give a shout-out to Rich because he's in, where did he say he was today?
State of Washington somewhere.
He's in some kind of state.
Yeah.
That's
really,
yeah, Bremerton, Washington, listening this morning. Yeah, cool. Hi, Rich.
Rich actually told me to go home and, you know, record the song a little bit better, you know, and then bring it back to the studio. And
that sounds like Rich.
Yeah. Oh, he's kicked me out many times from recording. But what happened was Samantha came up with a few ideas on musical changes in the song. And what happened was I went home and I told my wife, I says, I'm going up to the studio. So I took a glass of wine, drank this glass of wine, just sat there, kind of mellowed out, thought about what the song was saying, and did it. And it's the kind of it's a very intimate recording. As a matter of fact, someone even commented and they said that song sounds different than the rest of them. And I said, well, yeah, because it's basically just, you know, guitar, vocal, and Samantha like laying in like this beautiful violin part in the background. And you know, I'll just do a little bit of it.
Do the whole thing, for crying out loud! I didn't bring my violin, but
well, then there you go. I've thought about the things, though they say I can't. It gets so warm in here, through the muzzle pant. If I could just see around the bend, running through the fields with some of my friends and I belong. Mother Earth so strong, but another silent scream, we are but gone. Now I
live in this cage, far from the nest. I guess I'll never see old age rendered to this loneliness. But I dreamed of the wilderness, felt the cold winds blow, the tall grass and the summer rains, not just this wire mesh below. My friends and I belong to the Mother Earth so strong, and another silent scream, we are but gone.
So that's kind of the feel of it, you know, and that's it. You know, and it's just, and then this nice mournful violin in the background of the song, which you could get at www.jeffvarga.com. It's one of those songs that it comes from a deep emotional place, you know, and, you know, it's, as far as writing songs like that, I mean, that's, from my viewpoint, I have to have some kind of investment in it. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just glad that you didn't come in here singing murder ballads.
Well, you know, I thought about that. That's one I do not have. I got to start writing. Yeah.
So listen,
yeah.
Beautiful tone from that guitar.
Thanks.
Since this is radio,
yeah.
I'd love it if you could describe it.
Well, it's a beautiful note. It's a brand new, actually, Martin 0017SM. Which is mahogany back and sides and Sitka spruce top. It's a short scale, you know, 12 fret, small body, you know, orchestra model type guitar. I always played dreadnoughts, you know, those nice big beefy ones. And boy, lately I just, you know, got into listening to guys like, you know, Steve Earle and, you know, those singer songwriters and even Guy Clark, who makes his own guitars, you know, he's got those smaller bodies now, and there's something about the mid-range tone that I really fall in love with. I have an Alarive, which is out of Canada. It's a total mahogany backsides and front guitar too, and that has a big sound for being a small body guitar, and I use that when I'm playing with the band, and it cuts through so nice, you know. Yeah. This one I love playing because I can do finger style in this or strumming, and it just works perfectly.
Well, I want to tell everybody that while you were tuning up and warming up in the green room, I wandered over there and I instantly, you know, the room was filled.
Yeah. And once again, you know, I played around with Recording Kings and the Lore Company, and they have smaller bodies, but there's nothing. The quality of the Martins and the Larves are just, and nothing against Recording King. I mean, because that, you know, it's affordable. It's a good sounding guitar, but boy, the playability of these are just. Oh.
So you mentioned your website. Could you mention that again?
Sure. It's just jeffvarga.com. And
J-E-F-F-V-A-R-G-A.
Right. And, the recent CDs are on there, Guitars and Horses, Back Porch Songs, and the new one, Looking Out My Window. They're up there, and, some videos up there, some nice videos. There's a great venue here in town. It's called Euclid City Limits, and they have a neat crew over there that actually, records the whole show, videotapes the whole show, and boy, they had, you know, I think I might have them do the whole thing for me and do a DVD of it, because it was just a wonderful experience, you know.
That's great. So do you have one more song in you before?
Oh, sure.
You got a skedaddle?
Yeah, you know what? I would love to do a song from. I'm going to go back to my wife always has a saying. She says, it'll all work out. It'll be okay. And I don't think you can be in the music business without having some kind of positive attitude. Well, this is inspired by Keb Moe And I think he's probably the most positive blues singer I've ever heard.
Yeah, his blueses are more orange.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. Yes. And I just love his fact that he's very positive, very up about things. And so this, going back to that, my wife saying, it'll all work out, it'll be okay. And that's what it's called. It'll all work out.
All right.
Woke up one morning, it was cold, dark, and gray. You told me, baby, it'll all be okay. It'll all work out. It'll all be okay. Mona, you don't have to worry. It'll all work out. It'll be okay. Ain't got no money. I got tears in my eyes. But I got you, honey. You're the real prize, you're the real prize. So it'll all be okay. Oh, you and me, baby, it'll all work out, it'll be okay. Fret, or don't pout. You don't have to worry, 'cause it'll all work out. It'll all work out. And it'll all be okay. Oh, like you always tell me, it'll all work out. It'll be okay.
One more time, boys.
It'll all be okay. We've got the power to make it that way. We've got the power to make it that way. But now it's all up to you to make it all work out okay. I said it's all up to you, people, to make it all work out.
One more voice. Pump
All right. All right. We have Jeff Varga live in the studio this morning, and I want to thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I really appreciate it. I didn't know when I met you at the release party that you were Steve of Steve Folk. I didn't know that. Rich has never told me about that before. So it's a pleasure to have met you, and this was great fun.
Likewise. Yeah. Well, you know how Rich is. I mean, he plays it close to the vest. Such a conservative kind of fellow. He calls himself that, but we know better. So you can find out more about Jeff at jeffvarga.com. He's got a brand new CD out, Looking Out My Window, with a nice picture of the back end of your doggy.
That's Beckett's butt. Yep.
And I know you're playing. You got a regular gig here, Tom.
We do in the summertime. My piano player and I, Mike Crishone, who's all over the CD as well. We're playing at a place called the Stamper's Bar. It's at 217th and Lorraine in Fairview Park. At the website, there's all the performances coming up. I'm doing some work up in New York coming up soon in July. Doing a little bit of running around North Carolina, places like that. You know, so, you know, I'm out and about. And, you know, but yeah, but the Sunday night thing is nice because it's 6 to 9. It's outdoors because it's underneath a nice canopy out there.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I know it's a school night, but I mean,
That's early for, you know, even for us grandpa types.
Exactly.
We can make 6 to 9.
Yeah, right. I like that too, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. And
Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Slarga, live in the studio. And stick around. I just want to tell this story because I want to lead out of your bit with a song that is all about a musician coming to an early morning radio show to do an interview. It's Burton Cummings from Guess Who.
Oh, yeah.
And Randy Bachman, who was there, tells the story about this song, which is a name song, so it goes along with today's theme, Albert Flasher. So, you know, when we're sitting here in the studio, if you looked outside the door, there'd be a white light on that says on air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they were in the studio, and Burton had been partying all night. Didn't they get a wink of sleep? Yeah. Maybe some substances were involved. Who knows? But he wasn't, let's just say, he wasn't at his best. And they go on air on this radio station, and he sees their sign flash on it, and it says, Alert Flasher, you know, to let people know they're on the air. And on the air, Burton Cummings says, who the hell is this guy, Albert Flasher? So here they are, the Guess Who with Albert Flasher. Thanks, Jeff.
Shop owner in the gulch for the people, and I offered myself to the world. I was a workshop owner. I was a workshop owner. I was a diesel fixer, fixed a diesel, diesel fixed me. What a weasel. Baby was a workshop owner. Baby was a workshop owner. Baby and me were right for the owner in the gulch.